Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today. Trauma Chat Podcast, Episode 4. Hi, welcome to Trauma Chat. I'm Laura Reagan, a clinical social worker, consultant, and coach, and the host of another podcast called Therapy Chat. I created Trauma Chat for you. It's for you, me, and all of us. It's for anyone who wants to learn about what trauma is and how it affects us and how to heal. Trauma Chat is brought to you by the Trauma Therapist Network, a website and community to connect people with resources to heal from traumatic experiences. Learn more and sign up for our email list at www.traumatherapistnetwork.com. You'll receive a free gift when you sign up. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for receiving help from a licensed mental health professional. The material in this podcast may be sensitive for many people. If you are listening and the information feels overwhelming, please pause and take good care of yourself before returning to listening. Thank you. Hi, welcome back. Glad you're here. So last time I talked about symptoms of trauma that maybe some may be familiar, some may be surprising, but they can definitely sneak up on us and be disguised as other things other than trauma. In fact, many people are diagnosed with ADHD or bipolar disorder when it might be more accurate to diagnose them with PTSD. From a trauma perspective, which is the way I practice, and therapists who specialize in trauma, this is the way they practice, you would do the assessment of the symptoms, considering whether trauma may explain the symptoms. And if you do that, what I've found is it usually does. So what I wanted to talk about today is trauma responses. So when we go through a traumatic event, when we are experiencing a traumatic event, if we are unable to cope with what's happening, then our brain just kicks into literally survival mode and our trauma defenses kick into gear. Trauma defenses, and I'm also calling them responses to trauma or trauma reactions, are fight, flight, freeze, and submit. So most of us have heard of fight or flight, but we don't often talk about freeze and submit. When someone is going through a traumatic experience, basically it's like they say, if you were walking in the jungle and suddenly you saw a tiger, the primitive part of your brain, which is this instinctive response, your trauma responses, your trauma reactions, that part of your brain is going to jump into gear. And what typically happens is you're walking in the jungle, you're maybe whistling a tune or you're admiring the monkeys swinging through the air. Suddenly your eyes see a tiger. And next thing you know, you're catching your breath and you're going, oh, wow. Oh my gosh, was that a tiger? And you're looking back and you're like far away from where that tiger had been, because without you even thinking, your legs just moved and you ran. Maybe you climbed up a tree. Maybe you jumped in the water. But it happens before your conscious brain can even register what's happening. It's not like your brain says, oh, there's a tiger, I should run away. You just run. And then, like I said, you might realize afterwards, wow, I think I just saw a tiger. So that's an example of how the instinctive trauma response happens without our cognitive brain being involved. So fight, what fight looks like and how it shows up in our behavior. It could be someone behaving with anger or rage, defiance. Fight could look like hitting. It could look like screaming no. It could look like arguing continually, being oppositional. So those are some of the behaviors that match up with that fight instinct being activated when a threat is detected by your nervous system. One thing I want to say about fight is it's not always visible from the outside. Sometimes our fight response is turned inward. So self-harming behaviors often fall into that category. Sometimes eating disorders can also be examples of the fight response. Now, flight is what I gave an example of before with the tiger. It could be running away. It could be going away in your mind. It could be avoiding. Now, freeze is a little more confusing. Freeze might look like the person is just staring at you. It might look like what it feels like is it feels like you are wanting to get away. You're maybe filled with energy and anxiety internally, but you have no ability to move yourself. So when we're stuck in a freeze state, oftentimes that is how depression looks. Freeze explains why sometimes in dangerous situations, people just are very still. And other people might say, well, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you pick up something and hit them? Or why didn't you fight in some way? And the other person, the person who went through the experience, can't really answer that because they don't know why. But the reason why was because they were frozen. And when we freeze, freeze is very confusing because you may feel like you want to move and you can't. So you don't understand why you're not moving. But if you go back to the example of the jungle, another thing that someone could do if they were to encounter a tiger that wanted to attack them, fighting back is not really going to be a very good option most of the time because the tiger is bigger and stronger and has powerful jaws and fangs and claws. But what could be effective would be to freeze and play dead. If you've ever watched a nature special where a lion will chase an antelope and capture the antelope in its mouth, and then the antelope goes limp, and then the lion ends up dropping it down on the ground, maybe turns his back for a second, and the antelope jumps up and runs off. Freeze is an adaptive response, just like fight and flight, that can be very useful in life-threatening situations. If you've ever heard that if you were to go camping or something and you see a bear, you should play dead if you can't escape. And that's the same thing. That's freeze. Except you're not doing it on purpose. Your body does it for you. One of the confusing things about trauma is that our logical mind can tell us that the situation that we were in was not life-threatening. I mean, there are many traumatic events that are life-threatening events, but there are so many more other types of traumatic experiences that people have that if you look at it, you would say, well, my life wasn't actually in danger. No one dies from blank, whatever it was, but your nervous system may experience it as a life-threatening experience or a risk of severe danger, and it responds accordingly. Now, the other trauma reaction I mentioned is submit. Submit is, again, a very adaptive trauma response, but very confusing after the fact. So an example of submit could be if you were at an ATM machine and someone walks up behind you and they had a gun and they put the gun in your back and said, withdraw all the money from your account and hand it to me. And you may respond, listen, I don't want any trouble. How much money do you want? I'll even give you a ride if that's what you want. Don't worry, I'm not going to call the police. Here's my money. You can take my phone too. Here's my keys. Just take my car. You can take the car. Go ahead. Now that could happen, and that might seem real strange and confusing to many people afterwards when, you know, the person says, I was robbed. They made me take all my money out of the account and they took my car too. And then they see the video from the ATM machine and they see that the person said, here's my keys, just take my car too. And, you know, if we don't understand trauma responses, we might say, well, why did you give them your keys? It seemed like you were doing this on purpose. Did you, were you in on this somehow with them? And the victim again is confused too. They're like, I don't know. I didn't want him to hurt me. But it's hard to understand because our logical brain is like, well, I didn't have to give him the keys to the car. But your trauma response is just doing whatever you can to stay alive in that situation. And if that means engaging the person to show them that you are not a threat and discourage them from wanting to hurt you, it might work. It might not. But when there's a gun in your back, your body is going to respond as if your life is in danger. Your nervous system doesn't say, is that a real gun? Or is it loaded? Is this person really serious about it? It just reacts with the trauma response that can save your life. But it's so confusing because afterwards you may second guess yourself, criticize yourself, and be deeply disturbed by the fact that you responded the way you did in that situation. So one of the things that I want to emphasize in this episode is that trauma responses are automatic. To our logical mind, they may not make sense, but they're always your body's best attempt to keep you alive, your brain's attempt to protect you. And judging how someone responds in the midst of a traumatic situation is not fair to the person because nobody knows what they would do if they were in the same situation. It's easy to critique by hearing about someone else's experience and say, oh, well, I would have done this, but you really don't know what you'll do until you're in that situation. When you hear people say, when someone makes a daring rescue and you hear about it on the news and the news person says, how did you make such a brave decision? And the person who rescued the other person will say, I didn't even think about it. You know, you don't think during those situations, you just jump into action. And that's how you're nervous system activates your threat response system during traumatic experiences. I hope this was helpful in just giving a basic introduction to the four trauma threat responses: fight, flight, freeze, and submit. If you like this episode, please go to iTunes and leave a rating and review so that Apple will show the podcast to more people who would like to find it. Until next time, be well. Thank you for listening to Trauma Chat today. I hope that you found some information that was helpful. For more information and resources, go to www.traumachatpod.com. If you've liked what you've heard so far, please go to iTunes and leave a rating and review and subscribe to the podcast for free. By rating and reviewing and subscribing, you let Apple know that you like this show and then they'll show it to more people. And I really want more people to find it because I think that trauma is a major problem in our world. And by learning what it is, we can depathologize the symptoms that trauma brings and people can get started on their path to healing. So thank you for being on this journey with me. And for more information and resources on trauma and healing from trauma, go to www.traumatherapistnetwork.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a community for therapists and a place for anyone to go to learn more about trauma and find resources and connect with help. www.traumatherapistnetwork.com. Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.